Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
After the last time I paid the first contractor who gave me the highest quotation, and I learned from the mistake that always give it to those who are professional. So don't try to be skim on the budget because you end up paying much more.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off, and that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, Smart Move can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, Smart Move can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, HJ Chalmers. How you doing, HJ?
Hey, Joe. Hey, doing great. And greeting everybody from Dubai. And thank you for having me here on the show.
Well, looking forward to it. And a little bit about HJ, he is an author with over 10 years of real estate experience. He invests in Asia, Europe, and Dubai, where he's currently based. And he has a blueprint that works investing in any major city in the world. We're going to talk about that. So with that being said, HJ, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Yeah, sure. So as you have mentioned, I'm a multi-award winning author in the categories of personal finance, business and real estate investing. And for a start, what I would like to share with everyone, I'm no one special. And what I mean by that is I'm a person with no special abilities to make himself rich. And also I'm not a guru who built a real estate empire. So I'm not controlling multi-million or billion dollars of real estate. So I just learned some simple secrets from great mentors. And among the many secrets I've shared in my book, applying only three secrets of those secrets really helped me transform my life from a state of financial ruin, and I was really in debt at that time, to a state of financial freedom. And I've done that in less than 7 years and while still being an employee. So now over time, I now have more than 10 years of experience, and I specialize in single family residential properties. And I started my real estate background back in the Philippines. So I'm an expat. I've been living in different countries throughout the world. I had the privilege to work in the Philippines for 5 years. And that's where I met my mentor, Papa Joe, who I spoke a lot in my book. And I started my first ever real estate investing. So it was a single, one small, one bedroom apartment, which I didn't negotiate to less than 20% of the market price. I got fired up with the passive income, and I got 43% return on investment. And I put my foot on the pedal ever since. And I started to add property after the other. And then I started to expand my portfolio into two bedrooms and then townhouses, villas. I own a small multifamily unit just to get the tenant before I really go into the big stuff. And I expanded my portfolio to countries like Philippines, Dubai, Lebanon, Spain, and the UK. So my current portfolio is in properties is in excess of $8 million, out of which my equity in those properties is around $3.5 million. And as you can guess, I started to be highly leveraged in the beginning, but over the years, I started to reduce my loan-to-value on the properties because my objective was to get more absolute passive income so that I could get more, cover my expenses and become financially free. And the beauty of all of that is I only use those three secrets that really allowed me to build wealth and to become a millionaire with rental properties, and hence my book's title, which is The Employee Millionaire.
Okay, and you said about 7 years ago you were in financial ruin. Will you elaborate?
Yeah, so now it's over 10 years. So I started in 2008, actually. So at that time, when I did my first ever financial statement, I was only having bad debt after the other. So you name it, personal loans, credit card loans, car loans, and all the stuff that doesn't do me any good. So at that time, the global financial crisis, and I've seen a lot of people being kicked out from their jobs, including my colleagues in the office. So when I started to take it seriously, I looked at my financial statement, and actually I had no assets, no savings at all. Actually, I was owing the banks a lot of the bad debt. And really, like, if I ever leave my job, it was a disaster. And this was the wake-up call for me to start really building income-producing assets that will look after me and generate for me the passive income I wanted.
So you bought the first place in the Philippines, you said, as a one-bedroom apartment, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
You said you have an $8 million portfolio. Congratulations on that. How many properties does that consist of?
This consists of 28 units.
28 units, so around $285,000 valuation per unit. Of those 28, you own in Asia, Europe, and Dubai. How many are in each of those areas? Or can you just break it down if you need to break it
down? Yeah, sure. So I have in the Philippines now 3 units. I have in Lebanon 3 units. I have in Dubai 7. I have also in Lebanon a small multi-unit apartment with 5 units. I have in Spain 2 units, and I have in the UK 2 units.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
All right. So I have a hard time managing properties not in my city. You are across the globe managing properties. So you've got Philippines, Lebanon, Dubai, and Spain.
And the UK, yeah.
And the UK. Why not throw in another one? Okay, and the UK. So let's talk about the management system that you have for overseeing these properties. How do you do that?
Basically, I started managing my properties on my own. So the way I started back then, so when I was based in the Philippines, I started to acquire more properties. Then I moved to Dubai and acquired more. So I rolled my sleeves and I was doing the property management so that I understand the basics and the A to Z before I started to outsource property management in the UK, Spain, and now I outsource in the Philippines even because I'm not living there. And the thing is, if I didn't do my own property management, I wouldn't have knew that how to allow a property management company to manage my properties. I wouldn't know how to negotiate, what to look for, what to look at, what the system to put. So now we do quarterly business reviews with each of the property managements. So there are some KPIs for each property. We try to look at those. And this is how we manage it. We put dashboards in place so that, you know, numbers don't lie. And that's how we do it.
Well, numbers could lie, though, because you're so far away, they could be punching in whatever numbers that they want. So how do you have some checks and balances to make sure that what they're reporting to you is accurate given your distance?
What I do often, but I cannot do this on a very frequent basis, I often arrange my travel trips to those counties where I have investments, just to go there, check on things, like a surprise check, and check the properties, the tenants. When you talk to the tenants, you understand how much they're paying and this kind of stuff. So do you know that there's nothing illegal happening over there? And at the end of the day, what matters for me, Joe, is what goes into my bank account. So there possibly could be somebody doing some under the table stuff behind my back, possibly. I try my best not to have those things happening. However, at the end of the day, what's getting to my bank after all the operational expense and all the mortgage repayments, it's still getting me very decent ROIs. And I always try to optimize those systems because you learn through the process. You know, there's always something happening here and there, and you learn from them.
What are some things that you've optimized since you've started managing all these properties remotely?
I optimized. One of the major important things for me was the cost of maintenance. So when I moved to Dubai and I had those properties in the Philippines, there were two weaknesses which I optimized over the years. So in one of the properties, I realized that the property management company and the agents did not fill up the vacancies quite fast. And when I investigated the matter, what they wanted there is they wanted me not to have the cash flow so that I can sell the property as a distressed deal and they can benefit from it. And then because I started with small managers, then I said, no, maybe I'm better off to go with bigger companies, more professional. They have a reputation to maintain, and those problems were solved. Then on the maintenance side, especially in countries like Philippines, there could be a lot of official deal and unofficial deal. For example, a management company could agree with a contractor to invoice something, however they pay something else, much lower. So because I stayed there for some time, I tried to select, handpick those contractors myself. And because I have connections over there and I have some investors also that I can learn from them. And then I imposed those contractors on the management company that they outsourced them for me.
I'm really glad that you have all these properties in the different areas across the globe because it makes for a fascinating conversation. And it's just interesting. Now, the question I have for you, though, is it seems like it's a heck of a lot harder to invest the way you're investing now versus if you were to just buy all your properties in Dubai or Lebanon or the Philippines or Spain or the UK. Why don't you just pick one of those areas and go big versus being spread out all over the place?
That's a great question, and a lot of people do ask me that. I think the simple answer for that is the property market cycle. Each city and each country, they go through a property market cycle of ups and downs, and the prices goes down, then they go up again, and then the rents get affected. So what I realized that when I diversify within real estate, so I don't believe in diversification and too many assets, so I specialize in single family, but I diversify the cities and the countries so that if something goes south in one of the countries, let's say, and I'm having a hard time to get the right ROI, at least it's offset by another country. And that's how I try to manage my P&L.
Which area so far out of the five areas that you're in has made you the most money?
Dubai. Dubai by far, by the way.
Why do you think that is?
It's based on my experience in Dubai, which I will share one of the deals that happened. So when I moved to Dubai in 2010, it was still the aftermath of the global economic crisis. And prices in Dubai really were dropped since the 2008 level by 50 and 60%. So I really found great deals here in Dubai. And still, because everybody was stressed to sell, a lot of people didn't have money even to pay the developers because a lot of people bought off plan and stuff like that. I really was able to accumulate, like at one time, three properties that were worth $2 million, basically with less than $100,000 from my pocket. And then the cycle goes very fast. So the dips and peaks are quite fast. So every 2-3 years, you have a drop and then a sudden boom and a drop again. So in 2 years exactly, there was a major peak And because in Dubai, you can sell the properties without any capital gain taxes, I managed to sell those properties and really make about $2 million in net profit in 2 years or less. And that's why it was one of the great experiences I had in the Dubai market. So because I'm in the market, I can understand the cycle, how it goes. And now I can ride the wave, if it's right to say, yeah. I know when the wave is big, it's small, and I try to manage accordingly.
What are some indicators that leads you to believe where you're at in a certain cycle at Dubai?
The major indicator for me is, actually there are two indicators, the supply and the demand. For supply, I follow a simple rule. I choose communities that don't have a lot of cranes. So the more I see cranes in the sky and all those development coming up, I become scared that this community will become oversupplied. When it comes to demand, I look at the communities that are close by to major employers. So I look at the multinationals, the big corporations, where are they based? Where do those employees of those corporations would like to live close by to their jobs? And I try to invest in those specific communities that are really always in demand to minimize any vacancies on my side.
When you were talking earlier, you talked about you've learned three things. What are those three things?
That's a great question. And you know, like almost everybody of us has heard of the advice along the line, like to become wealthy, you need to invest in income producing assets that will generate passive income in excess of your expenses. So no news here, correct? However, although this is somehow a general knowledge, nearly 80% of American workers say they're living paycheck to paycheck, according to an article published by CNBC in January this year. So the thing is, when I did my research, the majority of the population are subscribed to a common set of limiting beliefs. To name a few, like it takes money to make money, or investing is complicated, or it needs specific knowledge, or those investors have a crystal ball, and this kind of stuff. So the three secrets that I applied have helped me to transform my limiting beliefs into empowering ones. And I gave them some funny names so that they become more easy to remember. So the first secret I call the Trump's art of the deal. So as you might have guessed, this speaks about the power of leverage or how to use something or someone to your maximum advantage. So in simple terms, a starting investor does not need spare cash. So what I mean by that is their job allows them to borrow what they need to start investing. So actually the revelation for me back then was that it was an advantage to be an employee. The question would be now, why would it be an advantage to be an employee? And as we all know that lenders such as banks like to lend to people with a regular income, with a good track record of paying their debt obligations, and with a sensible plan for investing what they're borrowing. And in general, banks like secure investments. And of course, we all know that property is a secure investment because it can be put as a collateral to secure those loans. And this covers the secret number one. Moving to secret number two is what I call the Henry Ford plug and earn. So we all know that how Mr. Ford has developed a process that allowed mass scale production with maximum efficiency. In a similar fashion, investors need to follow a proven blueprint, a step-by-step process that requires no special ability to learn and execute. If you reflect on it for a moment, let's suppose somebody is employed in a day job, so they really need a system that requires minimum time to be invested to learn the ropes of the trade, and they require a kind of a blueprint or a process that will minimize both the money and time lost by trial and error. So actually, they need to minimize risk. And the secret number three is what I call the Arnold Schwarzenegger reps. Basically, we all know the story of Mr. Schwarzenegger is about, he was famous for the quote about the power of repetition and that the results will be obtained from those last few reps. So when it comes to investing in rental properties, replicating the same process, so if you have a blueprint which we spoke about in secret number two, you replicate the same, it's like copy and paste over and over and without giving up. It helps someone to move steadily and surely, one property at a time, from wherever they are now as their current financial situation to their objective, which should be financial freedom.
When you take a look at your portfolio and the properties that you've purchased, which one, if any, has lost money?
I think my answer is there are no bad deals in real estate. So far, no property has lost money. There could be a good and better deals. However, I lost money through bad habits and practices. So not because of the property, because of my stupidity back then. So everybody of us, when they start, they make stupid mistakes. And for example, I attempted in the past to save money, which cost me much more money eventually. For the sake of the example, when I invested in a beautiful three-bedroom duplex on the Mediterranean Sea, and the seller was really distressed to sell it, I bought it at 30% below market price. However, when I rented out to a tenant, What happened here, when the rain came in the fall season, there was a leaking roof. So I did not do the proper due diligence back then, the first mistake. And then when there was the leaking, I selected the cheapest contractor to do the job. And I had to repeat the job 3 times, by the way. So I paid 3 times. After the last time, I paid the first contractor who gave me the highest quotation. And I learned from the mistake that always give it to those who are professional. So don't try to be skim on the budget, because you end up paying much more. So whatever I saved on the price of a property of 30% below market price, I ended up paying almost the same, if not a bit more, just because of my negligence and stupidity.
That's a profound statement, and I'm really glad that you said it. You basically said there's no bad deals, but you have lost money through bad habits and practices. Isn't that the truth? Because the real estate is the real estate, and you can probably make money on any deal, but you've got to have the habits and the practices and negotiate the right terms and the price and have the right business plan, which ties into practices and habits. What a great way to take ownership of what we do versus saying, oh, it's a bad deal and here's some stuff that went wrong. And now you're saying, well, it was me. I had bad habits and practices. I love that.
Yeah, but hey, that's how we learn. If we don't acknowledge our mistakes, and as one of my friends told me, you should celebrate your failures and celebrate mistakes, because those will make you stronger. Actually, without this mistake, I wouldn't have put a better system. So through time, you tighten up your system, your process, so that you learn from the mistakes, and eventually it might become more bulletproof.
We're going to do a lightning round, but first I want to ask you the question I ask everyone. What's your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investment ever is actually, it's a lesson I learned from my mentor, Papa Joe, when he was giving me about the lesson about the power of leverage. So my objection back then when I was starting, I told him, Papa Joe, I don't have the money to start investing. I need money to make money. And he told me, yeah, indeed, it takes money to make money, but who said it has to be your money? So when he was doing some comparison to explain to me the power of leverage, like something bought on all cash basis and something bought on leverage and how the ROI will increase, he whispered to me one of the hidden secrets of wealth. And this became really the best ever advice. And he told me, you will become at least as rich as the amount of good debt you take in your life. And reflect on this for a moment. After I adopted the secret, I dare to claim now that you can almost never become wealthy without incurring any form of good debt, of course, when investing in rental properties. And to explain the statement, let's suppose that somebody wants to receive $100,000 in the future. And what I just claimed now, they need to borrow $100,000 now in good debt. So for the sake of the example, if this property is rented out over the duration of the loan at a monthly rent that exceeds the monthly mortgage payments and the operational expenses, this $100,000 will be paid off throughout the duration of the loan, and the $100,000 becomes the equity of the investor. And by the way, we're not factoring in any passive income and any price appreciation on the long term, which in reality, the duration of how much you have this equity could become much lower in number of years, I mean, because of the power of the return on investment if it's higher. So now, as you might have guessed, if you need $1 million, you can replicate this 10 times. If you want $10 million, replicate it 100 times, and so on and so forth. So it's really about adopting this cookie cutter and just keep on doing the same.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah.
Always. All right. Ready. Let's do it. First, quick word from our best ever partners. If you own a rental property, TransUnion Smart Move can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end of the work week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com. What's the best ever book you've recently read?
It's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's not recently, by the way. It was my first ever book I read on personal finance. I remember by that night. I read it overnight. I couldn't sleep all the night. And it was my first lesson on financial education. And it really motivated me to achieve financial freedom. I got sold on real estate because of this book. But then when I met my mentor, Papa Joe, I was ready to learn the how-to of real estate from my mentor. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad changed my mindset And when I met my mentors, I learned the lessons of how to invest in rental properties.
What's the best ever way you like to give back to the community?
I'll do this, first of all, by writing this book. As you know, I share with the community my responsibility to share the good and the bad things that happened to me, as well as it really makes me fulfill my purpose in life, which is adding value to people's life. However, also, I would like to offer to the community a free ebook that's called The Four Stages of Building Wealth, which can be downloaded from my site, and I can give you the link. You can put it on your site as well. So it's www.employeemillionaire.com/the four stages. So in a way, this helps me write my dash. And a lot of people tell me, oh, what's your dash? Do you know this dash is that thing that separates your date of birth and your date of death on your tomb? I would like to write my dash consciously and purposefully so that when I pass away one day, I'll be proud of what will be spoken about me back then.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
They can follow me on my website and on my social media. So my website is www.employeemillionaire.com. My Facebook is Employee Millionaire. My Twitter is AJ Chamas. And also they can reach me by email, which is contact@employeemillionaire.com.
Thanks so much, AJ, for being on the show. I love the concept of there are no bad deals, but you have lost money through bad habits and practices. Isn't that the truth for everyone in real estate, whether they admit it or not? And thank you for sharing your experiences investing in the Philippines and Lebanon and Dubai and Spain and the UK, and how you put in the process or processes in place so that you can effectively manage them remotely, and as well as your deals that you've done in Dubai and how you were looking at certain indicators of supply and demand to make some big money on those deals. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, and wish you a great day as well.
When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end of the work week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com.